magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, October 16th, 2019. And if three people, if your ears were recently ringing, we just finished praying you up. Randy, Debbie, and Paul, if your ears were ringing, we have a practice before our morning program.
Yeah.
Each and every time we always pray. I pray, or you pray, maybe pray first, I pray, or our special guests, all three of us will pray, or all four of us.
Yeah.
And so we always pray for you, our listener. We pray that God will touch you through maybe what's said, what's shared, what's conveyed, what's talked about. Maybe you just need an encouraging smile through something that we joke about or kid about, or maybe it's a biblical truth that comes out that God will use to bring insight or maybe conviction, or maybe it's an answer you're seeking and through what's said and shared, suddenly the light bulb goes on. But we prayed very specifically for Randy, Debbie, and Paul because we're going to feature a little of their story.
Yeah.
And Lord willing, we're thinking possibly Randy and Debbie will be in for next week's Testimony Tuesday. So we'll see if that all goes together. Along with, if you stay with us for the next 20
or so minutes. Well, let's
say
what Randy and Debbie were talking about.
Okay.
Randy and Debbie Graham.
Yes. Oh, yes. And they're a part of Curtis Orchard.
Hi, Randy and Debbie.
Patch. In fact, Paul Curtis, it was his farm and his family's farm and the many hours, tireless hours of work to put it all together, to farm the land, and then to establish Curtis Orchard as a destination.
It is a destination.
A place that thousands, I think you might even have the accurate number, tens
many.
Of thousands that come there each and every year to enjoy the grounds, to enjoy picking out their own pumpkins or apples or all the different offerings they have, along with that fantastic shop, their retail sales and all the different items you can purchase, and the fresh foods and canned items, and those donuts. Oh, don't get me speaking. Those donuts are good, and the apple cider. And then they have the petting area where the goats and the other animals you can feed, and the little putt-putt, and the shooting range. And, it's a family, fun-filled environment. And it's free. You get in and you can do all these things and pay a quarter for whatever the
seeds. Yeah, just pay for the event.
So.
And we are talking about the very grand Curtis Orchard.
Yes. And we're featuring them today on the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends, what we call the Prime Life Times in Review, because you did a special featured story under our lifestyles topic on Curtis Orchard under Delicious Destinations.
Yes, monthly column, Delicious Destinations.
An award-winning column.
Yeah, two awards now.
Yes, that's right.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll talk more about the awards in the coming days, but the Prime Life Times competes, if you will, with many other papers throughout the country.
Yeah.
And there's national awards that are given out as they evaluate and rate and look over and read and make comparisons of all these senior papers, a part of the NAPA, North American Mature Publishings Association. Mm-hmm. And it's judged through
A school of journalism out of the University of Missouri.
It's
a prestigious school of journalism.
So
I will just give this one little shout out. We now have 8 awards, not 5.
We'll talk more about that. Yeah. But the National Convention just passed and they assigned some awards and sent us an email congratulating the Prime Life Times staff on the superb and wonderful job we're doing. And that's partly because of you. You're reading the paper and we're extending it to over 300 area locations, 30,000 plus monthly readers. And so credit to you guys for reading it and
responding.
And you, Marianne, for being our editor-in-chief.
And, thank you.
And actually, this story that you're about to read was something we started, was it 2 years ago when we first took over the paper?
Yeah, we did.
We did Delicious Destinations right off the bat.
Maybe second edition, or second issue. Yeah.
And you chose Curtis Orchard, but not just Curtis Orchard, the famous Flying Monkey Cafe.
I know. What a name. Woo-hoo. I love it. Okay. All right. The Flying Monkey Cafe.
And did I mention we're going to have a special giveaway at the end of the broadcast?
Oh, you didn't. I think you should.
Oh, stay with
this
us.
This is great, folks.
You do not want to turn the dial at this point.
No, you don't.
At the end of our program, we're going to give away 6. Now, we were given 10 $25 coupons.
Did you hear that? $25.
$10 of them were given to us by
Randy and Debbie.
By Randy and Debbie.
And Curtis Orchard.
Yeah, and Curtis Orchard. And that's to be used in the Flying Monkey Cafe. But we're going to elect to give away 6. 3 during the morning, don't call yet, and 3 in the evening. And then when we have them on, Lord willing, on Testimony Tuesday next week, we'll give away a couple more in the morning
while they're
and
here.
A couple in the evening. So we thought that would be a great way to break it up. But we'll be giving away at the end of the broadcast today, 3 in the morning, 3 in the evening, $25 gift coupons to the Flying Monkey Cafe.
Oh,
they
my.
Have fabulous food. I can vouch for that.
This is a giveaway.
Yeah, so stay with us. But let's learn about Randy and Debbie and Curtis Orchard and the Flying Monkey Cafe.
All right. The Flying Monkey Cafe. There was once a girl who loved riding Misty, her horse, in a green field on the family farm, pigtails flying behind her in the wind. She often headed out through nearby fields astride Misty to visit friends. Her horse and her brother's horse, Apache, had come to them through their father's generosity. His horse, Lucky, provided a wonderful mount for friends who also enjoyed riding. The girl took dressage and riding lessons, showed her horse at the county fair, and grew up, gaining many farm and family skills, including a talent for cooking, from 4-H and from her own mother. Her mom taught home economics and was a 4-H club co-leader. Her mother and cousin taught her how to sew, and she also loved to play softball.
Mm-hmm.
The girl's name was Debbie Curtis.
Woohoo!
Now Debbie Curtis Graham. She still walks and works on the very grounds where she rode Misty those years ago. Although it's no longer a field, it's the home of Debbie's own Flying Monkey Cafe. The Flying Monkey Cafe is located at Curtis Orchard, owned and managed by the Curtis family. And just steps away from the cafe is the barn, still standing, where Misty, Apache, and Lucky once lived. Nowadays, that barn is home to a highly humorous herd of goats, along with a group of sweet rescue kittens the orchard has taken in, something they do every year. The little kittens are well cared for. The Curtis family and employees make a point of finding wonderful families to adopt the little rescuees.
I'll jump in here. The other day when Esther and I went over there, that was the first thing she said, can I get out and pet the kittens?
Oh,
and
yeah.
She went out and for the next 10 minutes.
Isn't that great?
Loved on 6 or 8 of them that were walking around. So everyone loves those little kittens there.
Why the name Flying Monkey? A Wizard of Oz theme decorates parts of Curtis Orchard, and when Debbie and her family were drywalling and painting the future cafe, they put possible names in a jar. The Flying Monkey won the drawing. The restaurant is decorated with quilts, country items, and pictures of family and friends. Menu offerings are delicious.
I can vouch for that.
Oh, me too.
Oh, so many good tastes there.
With many items coming from local farms, there's Amish watermelon, the cafe's signature chili, farmhouse salad with Curtis Orchard dressings, pulled pork cooked with apple cider, Italian beef hand-rubbed and marinated in special herbs and cooked overnight.
You know, I am getting very
hungry. You look like it.
Yeah.
And cooked overnight. Special barbecue sauces and pickles, savory roasted chicken for chicken salad, fresh baked cornbread topped with honey, green beans or something fresh from a farmer's garden, corn on the cob, au gratin potatoes.
Oh, those are great.
Mm-hmm.
Those are tasty.
And chicken and dumplings with a fresh biscuit.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking country cooking here.
Yeah, and those fresh biscuits are handmade each and every day.
Yeah.
And on their little salad bar, like their condiments and stuff, I think the pickles are sweet pickles. You don't usually get them. Usually most places have dill.
Mm-hmm.
Theirs are sweet. Oh, yeah. I kind of put my fork in and get a whole little half a plate full of those. They're tasty.
My daughter enjoyed the pulled pork sandwich, and I had a chili dog with all the fixins. We both loved the made-from-scratch pumpkin bar with cream cheese frosting.
Hmm.
Apparently, the ham and beans entree has an actual following of folks. Ted Brittenham, Flying Monkey Chef, is highly committed to quality, and he has brought his own special touch to the menu. Weekends feature live music and grill chef John Wheeler grilling outdoors.
Hmm.
I had a wonderful visit with Debbie and her husband, co-owner Randy Graham. Randy is the general manager of Curtis Orchard.
Woo! Yeah, Randy's a great guy. Well, yeah. Randy and Debbie, and I think I've shared them many times in the past how they've been parts of Israel trips mm-hmm. and other gatherings. In fact, the Singing Men of GNN have sung over at Curtis Orchard a number yeah. of times over the years, and yeah. just outstanding Christian people and their mm-hmm. witness and Paul Curtis's witness, and they're mm-hmm. just stellar individuals.
Randy is the general manager of Curtis Orchard. He is active in decisions in every area of the business, while entrusting his managers with great latitude in decision-making.
Yeah, we talked about that as we were looking at our radio ministry and growth and mm-hmm. development and expansion mm-hmm. and how are you able to vision cast and do all these things
yeah.
when there's so many details and you have to have really trained people
yeah.
and gifted people and learn to delegate and multitask. And
yeah,
yeah, Randy is really a model. He's got a lot of great quality people, and he and Debbie are a great team. And
mm-hmm.
you have Paul's wisdom and oversight and mm-hmm. how he's been involved for so many years. So it's a great operation.
It is.
And they look at it as really a ministry, too. So it's a unique calling when you have Christians that are business owners. They have a different take on things. It's not just about profit or
right.
selling things. They have greater insights that, hey, they're serving the Lord. They're serving people.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, you need to make a profit. You have to be business savvy. But that's only a part of the equation, because if you're doing it to the Lord and you're doing it for decent reasons, offering a good product or a good service, then everyone wins.
Mm-hmm, that's for sure. I sipped an apple slushy as we talked. The Flying Monkey now also caters group parties in their outdoor covered party areas or party room. It's Debbie's delight to see people enjoying the food and atmosphere. You don't want to miss the player piano in the cafe or the electric train that occasionally comes through on its track up above the restaurant. You also won't want to miss the delicious pies. You can order ahead for holiday pies and other bakery items at CurtisOrchard.com.
That's CurtisOrchard.com.
It is. You'll also see some nice pictures there from store photographer Andrew Peister and others. The cafe is attached to the large, ever-expanding country store. It is chock full of a wonderful array of country store items. Curtis Orchard Honey has won awards from the Center for Honeybee Research, including the 2016 International Grand Prize.
Yeah, stop there. International.
Uh-huh.
This isn't just Miss Illinois Bee, great honey for, yeah, this isn't just the
blind
statewide,
test.
Not just USA. This is international.
Business secretary and beekeeper Rachel Coventry learned beekeeping from her maternal grandfather, Paul Curtis. The bees at Curtis Orchard roam wide and forage on many varietal and pollinator plants, such as blue cornflower, bee balm, wild mulberry, cherries, apricots, raspberries, and, of course, apple trees.
I bet most of our readers and listeners aren't aware that bees, what they eat and what they diet on influences the honey.
Yeah, Randy was telling me, I mean, some mass producers just force the bees to eat stuff right around in this contained area. These bees go everywhere.
Yeah.
They have a great time.
Yeah.
Freezers are filled with apple cider and frozen pies, and racks of all sorts of ready-to-take food items are everywhere, including the renowned apple donuts.
Oh, I wish I had one of those right now.
Yeah. The recipe is from Debbie's beloved mother, Joyce Curtis. They are made daily on site.
Yeah.
In the back are the apple orchards, and beyond that, the sea of orange pumpkin fields. Thousands of people visit Curtis Orchard each fall, and the number of visitors continues to increase. Outside the store and cafe, a person enters a world of yellow brick roads, picnic tables, trellises, and various playgrounds. Included are a giant slide, obstacle course, rope maze, corn maze, putt-putt golf, and pony rides. At the goat pens, children can spend a quarter for a handful of food, and personally feed the goats. I saw just as many adults as children enjoying doing this.
Did you see me?
No. Okay. I saw myself.
Yeah.
No. Debbie says that her father, Paul Curtis, was always so good at having great outdoor structures and places for his children to play. Their treehouse even had a rope to climb up, and they enjoyed rides in a pony cart. I personally think Paul Curtis's love of seeing children enjoy the outdoors underlies all of Curtis Orchard.
Yeah, yeah.
I stood looking up at the rustic trellis over one of the sidewalks outside the cafe near the grilling area, where employees were laughing and chatting as they popped and bagged scrumptious popcorn for sale. That incredible smell.
Mm-hmm.
Young mothers were sitting in ironwork chairs, kids in tow, visiting and sipping fresh apple cider. A father walked by with his daughter on his shoulders. In the back, U-Pick visitors were pulling in red wagons from the orchard, filled with apples. In one, a laughing toddler sat, surrounded by bags of just-picked apples. It sounds idyllic. To be honest, dear reader, it really is idyllic.
And for that matter, dear listener.
In so many ways. Just wonderful. And my impressions, sitting and visiting with Debbie and her husband Randy, is that in some ways, this journey has been just that for them, too. Though it's also been filled with the indescribable loss of dearly beloved family members mm-hmm. and the hardships life sometimes brings. This wonderful place is the bright legacy of a wonderful family who have worked extremely hard. 12 to 14 hour work days are common.
Yep.
I closed my eyes, standing there under the trellis, and envisioned long ago, when there were few buildings, only a newly planted apple orchard, a few walnut trees, and a barn, where I could almost hear three horses neighing, ready to go, and a young girl saddling her beloved Misty, ready for her daily ride. It's like a novel, my friend. The young rider ends up building her dream restaurant on her land, bursting with hospitality and great food. Now, she's no longer just a girl, but a mom and even a grandmother, still with that fresh air feeling about her that we would so want our main character to have. You just have to love it. If you like the feeling of a good book that has unexpectedly sprung to life, go visit Debbie Curtis's Flying Monkey Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the whole of Curtis Orchard itself. I love it.
Yeah, you close it out. I love it. Yeah, and there's a great photograph there of Debbie next to Randy. And there's Dorothy from the Wizard of Oz painted on the wall there. And, a great couple. They attend Meadowbrook Church.
I think they do.
And we'll probably have more to say if we can coax them into coming in on Testimony Tuesday. They have so much to share. In fact, if you're a Facebook friend of Randy, Randy and Debbie travel all over. So wherever they go or whatever they experience, you get a little video of them explaining
it.
They've been on a cruise or when they were in Europe or on a trip to Israel or wherever.
That's a fun way to share things.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, they do a great job at that. Randy mm-hmm. kind of narrates it.
That's fun.
Talks about this site. And then there's a chicken salad sandwich photograph of that. This is on A7 of the October edition of the Prime Life Times, October 2019, under Delicious Destinations, the Flying Monkey Cafe by our very own Marianne Simpkins.
Thank you. And this picture is by my daughter, Carrie Offenstein. She loves Curtis Orchard.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great place.
Yes.
We'll have to get out there really soon.
Yeah, like now.
Yeah, that's right. I'm hungry. I want to eat. Yeah, great food, great customer service,
yeah.
and a lot to do there. I know Holly's taken some of her international friends there, a big group of like 30 or 40. I know Pastor Jason at the Community Evangelical Free Church in Mahomet last year, I think Randy and Debbie sent out a little notice, hey, if you want a team building exercise or want to come and volunteer, and like 30 or 40 members of the church went and helped out with like hay bales or minimum volunteer tasks
they
organized.
Or maybe they already knew how.
or they did it together, so it was like a team building exercise, but they literally have hundreds of tasks that need to be dealt with or worked out each and every day. And you and I were talking about all that's involved. When you run something like this, you have animals to feed. seed. You have crops to attend to, so much. Spraying and planting and all that. And then you have a retail store, and then you have entertainment and all these different layers.
Washing, bagging apples,
bookkeeping,
making apple cider.
That's a huge operation. And you can watch it in motion as you go there. Did you ever, I haven't done it this year, but last year, where you take the little ride around and they have the tractor pull and you sit, and as you're driving around through the field, it's narrated and there's the whole story of Curtis Orchard.
Oh, that's really fun.
I'm sure they still do it. I haven't done it this year, but last year, you know, you get in the line and I can't remember. They take like 40 or 50 of you at a time and you drive around and it's narrated. And
That sounds great. Now, Mark, you have the most fantastic giveaway coupon.
Stay with us another minute or two. We got about like another minute. We'll don't call yet. But we want to mention where Curtis Orchard is.
Oh, for heaven's sake!
In case somebody tuning in from Indiana or out east or different areas, this is on the west end of Champaign, and it's right on Duncan Road.
It is.
So you can get to Duncan from Kirby Avenue or Curtis or Bradley, or if you get on I-57, you get off on Curtis Road exit. Then you just get to Duncan.
And there's little apple signs on different light posts and so forth, electric poles, I mean, in different places.
It's a west end of Champaign.
It's on Duncan Road, though. It's got a Champaign address. It didn't, I don't know that it always did, because the whole area out there has grown up.
We live just down from there, so we go by there all the time. Appreciate Paul Curtis, and then certainly Randy and Debbie Graham, and all the team of hard workers over there to make it a very, very, very family-friendly environment, family of all sizes and shapes and all ages, and great place to go for lunch or just to enjoy the whole experience.
Well, they sure treated me right, and I had the opportunity to talk to Paul standing out under one of those trellises, and he was telling me about how, we used to have walnut tree here, and we used to do this. It was just really beautiful.
Well, what we'll do right now is the first three callers that get through will get a $25 gift coupon to the Flying Monkey Cafe.
Go.
First caller, second caller, third caller during the morning edition, and when this re-airs in the evening at the same time in the program, not before, right now, the first three callers that get through, you'll get a $25 Flying Monkey Cafe coupon either mailed to you, or we can work it out where you can pick it up here at the Great News Radio Center. So we appreciate Randy and Debbie and the team there to give us these $25 gift cards. And Lord willing, next Tuesday, if we get them in for Testimony Tuesday, we'll have four more to give away, two in the morning, two in the evening. So
with
call
that
now.
That coupon, you can take a couple friends out and have a great lunch.
217-367-7777. 217-367-7777. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.